5, and the Yankees are still standing. I can't even talk.
Still alive.
Then I said stay. Fuck.
They just fought off an 0-2 pitch. They fought off an 0-2 pitch.
They're still standing. They survived the bullpen game. Now the hard part's here. You got to stop Flaherty. You got to stop Yamamoto. And if you go to a game 7, you got to stop Buehler. Pretty easy, right?
Take it one game at a time. One game at a time, Stan. I wouldn't look ahead. Worry about tonight.
We will recap everything that's gone on in the World Series. Yankees play tonight. As of right now, it is 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night. This episode is being released tomorrow morning. If the Dodgers win tonight,
check Twitter.
Looking for my reaction, check Twitter or Instagram or anything at this point, because you're not getting it on here until next week. Womp womp.
I would check Stan's Twitter. I would very much check the Twitter.
I would check my Twitter. My Twitter has been pretty on fire ever since the fan made that play.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, actually? I know, because we were talking about Stan Fischler last time. My dad was in a Twitter thread with Stan Fischler.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he said it to me.
Whatever the Rangers, like last night, I literally said Igor Shesterkin, and then the S's were dollar signs, and I put the hashtag, the price today was not the price yesterday. Just making fun of Stan the entire time. We're going to talk about the World Series, we're going to talk about the fan. What's his name? Austin? Right? Yes, Austin Capobianco. Oh,
it's a crazy name.
It's anti-Italian discrimination that they're not letting him in this game. Anti-Italian discrimination. Now,
Rizzo should put his foot down. I said that earlier to my buddy. He should put his foot down and take a stand, because Tommy DeVito and this man should walk out of the tunnel with the team. Send him from the bullpen.
Can you
start
imagine?
Him from the bullpen. Let him go. Let him go away.
Can you imagine that? Oh, my God.
It'd be hilarious.
It'd be fucking amazing.
We had this last year. We had this Italian surge last year.
Let's get this out of the way first. I do not condone what that guy did. If it were me, it was funny. And, I get there's, the what-ifs. What if Mookie Betts actually got hurt? I know it was the
wrist. What if the dude fell out of the state?
There's so many, what-ifs. It's oh, my God, he could have broke his wrist. But he didn't.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Nothing happened. It was funny.
But it was funny. At the end of the day, I'll just say this. If he got hurt, it's not a funny situation. It'd be like, that guy's a scumbag. He didn't get hurt, so now it's a funny situation. And I'm telling you right now, if someone in L.A. did that to Aaron Judge or Juan Soto, you bet your ass I'm calling for that guy to be put in prison. that's just the double standard we have in sports. That's all it is.
Nah, if that happened to the Mets, I'd be dying laughing. If Starling Marte happened to Marte, he'd probably grab the guy and pull him onto the field. It'd be a different situation, but...
Big props to Mookie Betts for not
really kept his composure, because there's a lot of guys in the league that would have went nuts, like bananas.
Tommy Pham doing that.
Jesse Winker.
Oh my God. Winker too.
Winker might knock the guy out.
the people that are calling for there's one tweet that said Jesse Rogers basically found the guy. For those who don't know, he's a baseball writer for ESPN. He said, "Meet Austin Capobianco, the fan that interfered with Mookie. I was talking to him at a local bar when a bunch of other fans asked him to take a pic with him and for his autograph. He was a beaut. Story up soon on ESPN." Someone said, Athlete Logos said, "Instead of a lifetime ban, these guys are being celebrated and congratulated. Tells you all you need to know." To which I said, "Oh my God, why is everyone acting like he assaulted someone? If this guy was from Philly, he'd be praised like the second coming of Christ." And I stand by that, by the way. I'm telling you, if this was the Philadelphia Phillies, this guy would already have a brand deal lined up with Wawa and in a commercial with Jalen Hurts and Bryce Harper. And
if this happened in Boston, then he'd be going nuts too.
Dom DeSandro shoved a player on another team and then got promoted.
We live in backwards time, Stan.
Yeah, we're living in a backwards world right now. And
I just want to interject real quick. Really good news.
Yes.
Tottenham 2-1 over Man City today. Just finished it up.
Nice goal in extra time. The first half of extra time.
Yes. Timo Werner had one, and then was it Sarr? Good win. Let's go Hotspurs.
What the hell was I just going to say?
Let's go over game one.
Yeah. Game one.
I mean, game one, two, football. And three.
We're going to talk football, Giants, Jets, Anthony Richardson. Yeah. Oh, oof. God, that's insane.
The Flack show.
It's a Flack show, baby. I can't say I'm surprised, though. But anyway, let's start with baseball. Game one.
Let's just fast forward here. Great game, back and forth. This ninth inning, I just want you to dissect the ninth inning and how it was played out. I just want to point out, I will say Aaron Boone is a moron, does not know how to manage, and Carlos Mendoza would be doing a light year better job than what that man is producing out in the playoffs, because this is where it matters.
Tim, we were just talking about what ifs like 2 minutes ago.
What if he didn't hit that grand slam? What if he didn't walk Mookie Betts? Yeah, a lot of what ifs. What did happen
was probably one of the most colossal mistakes I think I've ever seen from a manager in the past 5 years. Does it rank ahead of Kevin Cash and Blake Snell?
I was just going to bring that up. No, because they win the World Series. That's completely...
You're right. You got to go with Tim Hill there. And I understand...
He hasn't pitched since September. What are you doing?
Nestor hasn't pitched in there. And I get that you bring out Nestor, and if you at least tie it, then you get length and save some arms. But at the same time... This is a guy that hasn't pitched in 30-something days.
In the biggest stage of his career.
And yeah, absolutely. And also a guy that isn't 100% healthy.
Yeah.
He is not 100% healthy. Tim Hill has been mowing down guys all playoffs, except for one like little shakeup in game one against Cleveland, and that wasn't really that bad. It was... just so bad. I can't even think about it. And it's Shohei came up. Verdugo makes that play. You're like, oh shit. Like, here we go. Like, this is gonna happen. You walk Mookie Betts, which I get.
Why?
That's baseball.
I know. But like again, it's that philosophy. They got four guys that are gonna do the same thing. They can all do the same thing.
I still think Tim Hill is out there, they walk Mookie Betts.
Okay, but I will say you're putting up Freddie Freeman, who all time has a .600 batting average versus lefties with bases loaded and multiple home runs with multiple RBIs.
Mookie Betts.
But that's what I'm saying to you, is you pick your poison, and I think in that spot you go attack, because I've said this to multiple people. I don't even know if I said this to you, but with the Dodgers, if you let one of those guys get on, the inning's over. The inning's over. You're done. You're letting up a run, no matter what.
You're right.
I don't know. You got to mow through them.
Yeah, you got to. I just can't even believe this.
What a home run, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Terrible pitch. Terrible pitch.
The Shohei pitch was awful. He's just lucky that Shohei just got under it.
Who's been terrible, by the way. We're not going to get him. He has more strikeouts than Aaron Judge. Let's not even.
There's some bias. I'll leave it at that. Game two. I think Rodon laid a dud. He laid a dud.
Losing like that, you had no momentum going into game two.
It's
wind out of the sails. Wind out of the sails. Especially Gerrit Cole pitched a great game, too.
Outstanding game. But I mean, this is the game of his life tonight. I'm telling you right now, game of his life.
Last time when it was win or go home, it did end up 2-0 in Boston.
Hey. That was a game of his life, but all right.
Yeah, that was win or go home, and it didn't go well in Boston. Different environment, though. If you've seen the videos from him warming up in the bullpen, it is egregious what that man was going through. I would not be able to throw a strike if I went out of the mound.
No, yeah.
They got to him early.
They did. If you can't win, if you can't hit. That's kind of what happened in game two, and that's also kind of what happened in game three.
I want to say something for you. Going into game four, this is what the stat line of Freddie Freeman compared to every single Yankees at bat in the World
All
Series.
All nine hitters, yes.
Just yeah, every single at bat. Every single at bat. Equal amount of home runs at three. Equal amount of RBIs at 11. And the same amount of hits at, what was it? I think it was 13, maybe? No, 13's a little high, but somewhere in that ballpark. How does that happen? How do you let one guy just completely... I understand
That's
he's...
Baseball.
I understand now because we're not, I didn't even mention the fact that in six straight World Series games that Freddie Freeman has hit a home run. So if you're putting your money on anything tonight, that ball is out of here. I don't know what inning, but it's gone.
Yep. You're right. I just, again, like I said, if you can't, you can't win if you can't hit. Like that's where it is. That's where it's at. I think that there's a new, like, resurgence in this locker room right now, if I'm being completely honest with you, because now you're going up against a guy who diced you up in game one, but we've seen what has happened. It's sort of a trick. We saw with the Mets, they usually rake the second time around.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... They also now, bounce back. They bounce back after every loss. Every loss in the Mets series, too. They won the game after.
Yeah. But my thing is, if this goes to a game six, I'm scared of Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
It is. If you win game six, you win the World Series. That's what's gonna it's gonna come down to. I don't even know if you want to get there first because I think tonight is
tonight's the night. Like this is it. And we can now talk about game four, even though we already brought up the fan. Anthony Volpe, like that is.
Is he more of a Yankee than Aaron Judge?
All right, let's simmer down now. Like, how can you not be romantic about baseball? The Jersey kid, they showed the pictures of him in the 09 parade, hits a fucking grand slam in the World Series to
Jimmy
put
Martin
his team
Santos.
Ahead. And I'm just saying this, the fact that it was a grand slam, disregard the player, the fact that it was a grand slam that put you ahead, that's just like the biggest momentum swing ever, if you really think about it.
We saw it in game one.
That's a major momentum swing.
Game one rolled over the game two, and you could use that same momentum going into this game. You put up 10 runs.
Put up 11.
11, there you go.
Yeah, 11.
Who cares? At that point, it doesn't matter.
At that point, it doesn't matter, exactly. Some other news to come out. I'm just seeing, like, oh, what if he broke his wrist?
No one's hurt.
He didn't. No one got hurt.
Kike double tonight. That's my pick.
That's your pick? Oh, God. Yeah. He's right. Also, it's kind of mind-boggling to me how the Dodgers are, like, this dominant, and they're actively punting games in the postseason.
Unbelievable. I have never seen a baseball team this, like,
is this
dominantly
like the
constructed.
New...
This might be just the best baseball team. Might be, not ever, but oh, my God, they got to be somewhere in that category. I mean,
I was just going to say, they ain't no 98 Yankees, I'll tell you that.
I got to pull something up, because this is just between their top four hitters. Oh, I got to look for it. Oh, here it is. Just in their 1-4 in the lineup, you're looking at four
Shohei,
MVPs.
Shohei, Betts, Freeman, Ohtani. I mean, Freeman.
Teoscar.
Thank you.
Four MVPs, 13 Silver Sluggers, and 7 Gold Gloves. And one of those guys is a DH. A DH. And that's your 1-4.
It's 1-4. It's a scary 1-4. Very scary 1-4. But again, Shohei not 100% healthy. And you could. He's running he's running while holding his fucking jersey.
This guy's an alien.
I remember when this happened, I was like, might have dislocated it. And then I looked up the.
Is he in a one handed home run tonight?
Wouldn't surprise me.
he just threw his hand at it like that and it just went out.
Yeah, wouldn't shock me. Todd Frazier did it with two hands, if you remember
that.
That
was
home
the most.
Run.
Oh my. Was that the juice ball error? Because that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
2017.
Was that like low and away and he just threw his two hands at it and just went out?
Yeah, and it went out. Like that was the most absurd home run I think I've ever seen in all my 21 years.
Funny because that's the one I always bring up when people talk about the juice ball errors, because that's the one I'm just like, if you baseball in that time was something else. I mean, that was the 3 Lindor home run game, 2 home run Stanton game. Like those, they were just pumping baseballs out that were ready to leave the ballpark. What a time.
And even,
what a time.
Like the juice balls for like the gate, like they had juice balls. For
Randy
the game.
Rosarena. No one's touching that 13 home run. He was hitting juice balls left and right.
No, I think it's because of the expanded playoff, and that's what broke Jeter's record. But
I understand that. But also, dude, some of those home runs were like 500 feet off that man's
bat. Oh, yeah. I can't get it. I'm so glad he's out of my division. So glad. Is he a free agent at the end of the year?
He might be.
Might be? We'll see. I mean,
what if he goes to the Yankees? That'd be a crazy turn of events.
I don't think so. They're going to want to prioritize Dominguez.
Well, prioritize Soto in the offseason because
Verdugo said he wants to come back.
Yeah, wants him. Do they need him? Do they need him? I mean, let's not jump to offseason yet. Let's see. They might win the World Series, and we're talking about someone completely different. So
we got John Heyman freaking tweeting like, "Oh yeah, LA's all in on the Soto sweepstakes." Or like, it's Game 3 of the World Series, John. Yeah.
I don't know. But I will say, the more stuff that is getting put out, I think I saw the Yankees' backup plan. One of them, the main ones, if they don't get Soto, to get Pete Alonso. So now I'm looking at it. There's a lot of things that could happen. If I'm looking at a perfect world, I know Mets fans are going to kill me for this, but I'm looking purely baseball wise. They lose Alonso, Mets sign Soto, and they trade for Vladdy. That's my dream.
That's your dream offseason.
That's like, oh my God, we're the Dodgers now.
You got to have like a offseason show, like live.
I'd love to just break it down.
Like during the winter meetings, and we're just like shooting the shit, and then something happens. Yeah. Like, can you imagine we're like live? Soto signing to either one of our teams.
Oh, I'd be down. But I will say the relief pitching market in this offseason is a little slim. So a lot of trades I think actually going to happen. But we'll get there.
My prediction with Alonso is the Mets are going to give him a number.
Boris is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and Boris is going to negotiate with that number, and any team that gives him the highest dollar amount, he's going to sign with.
Yeah,
and if no one wants to go over that number, he's staying with the Mets.
Steve Cohen, I mean, he did come out and say, look, he's all in, and I love that because that leaves a lot of options. I want to get Alonso. We need starting pitching. I don't want to go on a little Mets tangent here. I'm just, rolling a little bit.
But yeah.
Now I got to ask you this. I know where I think Corbin Burns ends up. I want to ask you where you think he ends up because I saw he wants an 8-year deal, and I know a lot of stupid GMs that were willing to give that out. I say the Angels.
The Angels?
They're going to give stupid money to him. Why not? They always give out stupid deals.
I think with this new ownership with Baltimore, like he knows that. I think that guy knows that.
I don't think they pay him. I don't think they pay him.
You don't think so? Oh, boy.
No. I think it's going to be an interesting offseason. I really think it is.
Also, Santander's a free agent, too.
I know.
Teams are going to covet him a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get big money from some teams. I think the Angels make the big splashes this offseason, and they go nowhere with it. I think that's what happens.
Again?
Yeah.
Again?
Trout gets hurt week two.
Which sucks, but like, this is
people
why
forget
like,
how good he is when he plays. He's unbelievable.
That guy hasn't won a playoff game ever.
Crazy. His last MVP was 5 years ago. How many does he have, like five?
Does he? I mean, he's a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh my God. But if he never got hurt, we like might, and I say this all the time, because if he never got hurt, he could have been the best baseball player of all time.
I remember when he signed that extension, Tim.
Oh, when that was the big money?
Back when that was big money, number one.
That was big money.
Number two, what was I just going to say? Oh, we were all like, why the fuck would he sign that contract? They're going nowhere.
I know, and then I will say this. I remember
everybody being like, oh, when Trout's a free agent, like, market's going to fucking go up.
Well, they got Shohei, and then everyone was like, oh, I see why Trout made the deal. Like, he signed. They had a vision. And then I don't know how you don't win with them, too. That is probably, in like 100 years, when people look back, you're going to be like, that is the most wasted talent.
Mike Trout is a 3-time American League MVP, 11-time All-Star.
How many Silver Sluggers does he have? Is it Shohei's Gold Gloves and Silver Sluggers?
9-time Silver Slugger Award winner. He has not won a Golden Glove.
Wow.
Or Gold Glove. Yeah, not won a Gold Glove.
Wow, I did not expect that. He's a hell of a defensive player. What?
The Gold Glove is just Kiermaier. Some bullshit. Yeah, Kiermaier probably. He was
there.
Like,
you go.
Stud for the Rays. Yeah, that's enough baseball. Again, if you're looking for my reaction, follow me on Twitter.
And if there is no reaction, then we're probably going to podcast out maybe a little snippet on maybe Sunday morning to put something out for the fans.
Should we? Just do it Friday morning, screw it.
Well, no, I'd say if the Yankees are there in Game 7, I think we make a little...
Oh, yeah. like right that's, after or Sunday morning, yeah,
right before. I'm thinking right or before about, the game if they make it there.
How about just if they lose, we just hop on for like 10 minutes and then just freaking.
Yeah, why not? We'll see.
Who knows? And if they win, you bet your ass I'm hopping on here shit face drunk.
Either way, you shit face drunk. You know what I want to talk about? Yeah. Who might be playing shit face drunk or coaching shit face drunk? Nathaniel Hackett. The Jets, what the hell, man? Oh my God.
What an entrance to football. My thing with the Jets, and I think after that loss to New England, it's pack it up. Like, this is it.
I'm starting to think like, Rodgers isn't even good. He's making plays. He's not even making good reads.
You've done everything that you could have done. You were worried about the head coach. You fired Saleh. You brought in Ulbrich. You have who's the new play caller?
For defense?
No, for the offense.
It's still Hackett.
No, it's not. I thought they changed the play calling.
They may have, actually. Yeah, let me see.
What's his freaking name?
I don't know, dude. They change everything every week.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, but you've changed play callers.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd Downing, yes. You changed play callers. You've traded for players. You've done all this.
You signed Reddick. You got everything.
And Hassan Reddick, it's still not working. I'm just going to say, like, and I don't want to say, I know, like, there's a lot of talking heads out there, i.e. Mike Greenberg, being like, this is the most colossal sports failure ever.
It didn't work.
This is not a failure. I'm sorry. Like, I did not expect this. I was not expecting the Jets to, like, really, like, be this dominant team. Like, I'm sorry. They have a 40-year-old quarterback.
Yeah. I think the optimism was high. It was a year coming back off torn Achilles. It's just, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, he's not fully healthy, and he's not that good.
No, he's not.
He's not that good.
I just don't understand, like, Jet fans. Like, I think, Tim, you're one of the most sane Jet fans I know, and that's not saying much, but you are one of the more sane.
Pete burned his Rodgers.
I saw that. Oh, my God.
He burned his Rodgers jersey.
This is – I may need to question his fandom. Is this loser – is this game on Thursday – loser leaves town for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is this loser leaves town?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, Stan, I don't have the answers to fix any of their problems because I just don't.
Because, Tim, there is no answer. It's over.
Yeah.
Just pack it up.
No. I am by no means think they make the playoffs at this point. I'm just saying the mistakes on the O-line, all these flags. It is just poor coaching, and it is poor quarterback play because they've done everything they can. And
speaking of poor, Sauce Gardner's fucking terrible.
Really not looking that great. I will say a lot of the mishaps and some of these plays where they have him like, oh, he got singled out, he got beat. They are running too much zone coverage. You can't run too much zone coverage. You're running too much zone coverage. The Jets are getting killed in zone. Killed. The safety play's been awful. Everything's been bad. The defense, which was supposed to be the shining point this year after last year, which was a top five defense, arguably top three defense in the league, that was the focal point going into the year. You're like, oh, we got Rodgers. Now with this elite defense.
That's great defense.
How did they fall off a cliff? I mean, they brought most of the guys back. Obviously, it was a switch on the D-line, the D-front, Solomon Thomas, because guys like that, they threw guys out. I know. They thinned up a little bit. But holy shit. All these guys they brought in suck. They suck. The new guys they brought in suck. So it's
not good.
Joe Douglas didn't do a great job, obviously, somehow. I thought he did, but he didn't.
When are they going to fire him? When?
I think it's...
You still have, like, the way that they're managing this Greg Zuerlein situation, why are you putting him on IR for an undisclosed injury? Cut his ass! He sucks!
Stan, they have two more wins.
They're 5-2! If they fucking kick a field goal right!
How do you have a job? And if you see Francesa go nuts, like nuts, oh my God. How do you have a job?
I don't understand.
They're not even hard kicks. There's no wind.
There's no wind. Like, I said this 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to repeat myself. I've just never have seen anyone get have such a long leash being a general manager or an owner of a sports team ever. I'm sorry.
It's you know what it is? Why they have such a long leash? It's because we're notorious losers. This is what the fan base is used to. Obviously, this year is supposed to be different, but the fact of this delusion that I'm seeing on social media that they can turn this around, no, they're not going to. Do you realistically, and I'm a Jets fan, do you realistically think they have a singular possibility of winning every single football game for the rest of the year after what you watched? After what you just watched? No. Nothing's changed. They got progressively worse.
Yeah,
they'd be doing the week worse. Two.
I don't understand how you guys are favored. And I get that the Texans are thin at wide receiver. I get that the Texans are thin at wide receiver, but come on now.
It's a trap. I will say it's a trap. I don't take that. I don't think Houston. I don't know. It's a trap. You know, it's a trap game. They don't win.
I see you
Stroud's
guys
pick us apart.
I see you guys winning maybe two games. Let's see. Dolphin game and the Jaguar game.
Yeah, what else do we have left?
You have Houston at Arizona, Indianapolis.
Those are all maybes too, and that's a problem. Like they weren't maybes before the season started.
They were not maybes. Seattle at Miami, at Jacksonville, home against LA, at Buffalo.
No. All right, maybe they get some division magic against Buffalo, but dude, I want them to prove me wrong. I really do, because I'm so sick of the Jets being ass. I really am, because now it's 14 years. It's gonna be 14 years now since they made the playoffs.
It's gonna be 14 years, it's gonna be.
And you're gonna call me crazy, everyone will who's listening to this, but I am putting my money on Jordan Travis. Get this man rehabbed. Get him right.
I see the vision.
Get this man rehabbed. Get him right. Let him learn under Rodgers a little bit. Get some arrogant smock.
My thing with that, but like, who do you draft? Who do you draft? Like, do you draft a quarterback
this year?
Yeah, come on.
No, they're gonna bring Rodgers back next year. Joe Douglas is somehow gonna have a job, and they're gonna draft an O lineman in the first round who can't block and is who just constantly gets flagged. That's what's gonna happen.
Fair enough. All right, that's enough Jets because they make me sick. And now to a team that actually makes me sick, the New York Giants.
They said they weren't gonna bench Daniel Jones, right?
Why is this a thing? Why every fucking week I have to see a tweet and it says Brian Daboll says that Daniel Jones is a starting quarterback? I can't take it anymore. Fucking bench him.
I will say I just realized this now. I will say why there's no you don't see too much New York backlash and just between fandoms of Jets and Giants fans chirping each other because we both suck. There's nothing to talk about. I don't.
Thank
you
God
watch
the fucking
game.
Yankees are still alive.
I know. And thank God the Mets had the run they did, or else we would be talking. There'd be a lot more buzz around these two terrible teams.
I'd be doing college basketball previews right now. I'm not kidding.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
Real bad.
The product that's being put. I'll say this: there were some bright spots in Pittsburgh. Tyrone Tracy looked incredible. But how many times am I going to say there were some bright spots?
I'm saying the same thing you're saying, except for me, we're supposed to be winning. I'm looking at all the negatives. There's a flip view here. It sucks.
Big Cat said it best. 5 years from now, we're going to look back and see Daniel Jones. We're going to be like, how the fuck did he spend 6 years in the NFL? How the fuck?
I don't.
And we keep on putting him out there. The play, the interception that he made to end the game. What are you fucking looking at? Look at the middle of the field. You have a guy wide open for 15 yards. You run up and spike the ball instead of throw it where he's double covered. And you picked off to end the game. Everybody knew that was going to happen. Everyone knew.
He really is like that bad though.
Terrible.
I really so bad. You can look at the numbers. I thought Zach Wilson was bad. I really did. And he is bad. But by God, is Daniel Jones horrendous? He's the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. Even if Deshaun Watson was playing right now.
Deshaun Watson with that popped Achilles right now, I'm telling you right now. And the fact that this offseason we had Russell Wilson come to us. Come to us, our facility, the Quest Diagnostics facility.
With neighbors?
And we straight up We straight up said to Russell Wilson, yeah, we'll sign you, but there is no shot you're stepping on that field because Daniel Jones is our starting quarterback.
What deal did he make? What does he have on the front office? It's got to be something. Because it's
again, it comes back to the Maras wanting to recreate something. They wanted to recreate Eli. And now here's a guy that was coached by the same quarterback's coach that Eli had in college, or same head coach that Eli had in college, quarterback's coach that, right? Cutcliffe was quarterback's coach at Tennessee. I mean, irrelevant, but a guy that's been with the Mannings for a long time, or was, you know, working with the yes, quarterback's coach for, Peyton Manning, and then head coach for, Eli, and then, you know, and they thought they could recreate something with that, and then here we are 6 years later. And now, granted, as much as I hate to say this, because I will say it's one of the best days of my sports fandom as out of the past 5 years, they lose that playoff game. Maybe we're saying something different. Actually, they don't make the playoffs that year. We're saying something different about Daniel Jones. In fact, we're probably saying we're talking about a different quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, we're probably talking about a completely different quarterback with a completely different name. And now, I get to see Jaden Daniels light up the fucking universe and become the greatest quarterback on the planet when every year for the past 10 years, Washington was like, all right, that's like that's one where we have a real shot. And now we don't. It's unbelievable. And then the injury clause makes it 10 times worse.
Every week, too, because we talk about it every week. Because
I love how, like, he's, like, the only quarterback on the planet that, like, everyone knows he has an injury clause. Because he's just been so terrible. It's just like, oh, my God, just bench him just to save the money. Because with how bad, because Andrew Thomas is not there, you're having some nobody getting fucking mollywopped at offensive line by TJ Watt, he's gonna get himself injured and you're gonna owe him that money and you're gonna screw yourself. Like, you're gonna screw yourself. Like, it's so poor run. So, like, I'm glad.
You're clearly upset.
I'm glad that John Mara finally opened his mouth and said something that I appreciated. And he's like, you know what? The past three head coaches that I've had have spent two seasons here. I'm not getting in the way. Like, I'm not getting in the way. I think what they're literally just a competent quarterback and an experienced secondary away. Like, I'm telling, and I'm not thinking Super Bowl, but they're quarterback away actually having playoff hopes.
It's so funny.
Right now, he's setting us back, like,
that's what I'm about to say. It's so funny because every time you take two steps forward, every snap he plays, you take five steps backwards. Nothing's going to change. Nothing.
It's terrible. It's awful. And, like, why didn't you give him a real competition during training camp?
They thought Drew Lock was the answer. And he's terrible. I mean, you can't even
put him. He's awful.
He's awful. He sucks. You can't even play him because he might be worse than Daniel Jones, and we just don't know that.
Yeah. DeVito, like,
are we going back to this, really? Where you're throwing the ball 10 times a game and we're running? You guys really going to start running Wildcat? I don't know.
Oh, my God. That was a rant for the ages. Oh, my God. I think that might have been my best rant ever.
Yeah, and you know what? This is so funny to me because this division's in shambles. In shambles. And the Commanders are, for some reason, just this powerhouse team.
The Washington Commanders.
I'm going to give them all the props in the world. The Dallas Cowboys just stink. Like, they just stink. They're not good.
I was having this conversation literally today. Do you see them winning any game, like, except maybe when they play the Giants on Thanksgiving, they play the Giants at Thanksgiving, and then they do play the Panthers. Just at Atlanta, do they win?
They have the worst defense in the NFL. Like,
I know, but
statistically,
but
the worst. No.
Okay.
They can't keep points off the board. They cannot keep points off, and they can't score. So I don't know what this flip flop is because Dak's terrible.
Yeah.
I was backing him, and I live on that hill because I love Dak Prescott to death, but he stinks.
Mike McCarthy is going to be the scapegoat for this situation, but this is absolutely 100% Jerry Jones' fault for starting his offseason.
It's always going to be his fault.
Kickoff week one Sunday.
Stan, like, we're going to keep saying it. As long as that man's alive, this team never wins anything.
They're not going to go anywhere. I hate to say it, but we're in the world. I hate to say it because we're in the world. It's literally Cashman. Yeah. It's like Brian Cashman is riding
off. But worse.
But
it's like if Steinbrenner was like, let me go worse. He is, again, we went back to him calling out the radio show host a few weeks ago. There's no set precedent for this team because that is your standard. That is your owner. That is now that's your general manager, president of football, whatever. He's everything.
Yeah.
That's the guy you're going off of. And he's crazy. And he's they don't have the – and I didn't think this – I said it wasn't going to be a problem going into the year. I said it wasn't, but it is. Because that two receiver – that receiver depth that they had, the weapons they had, it made teams run that prevent defense, take away the deep ball. Dak could live. He has open routes. No one's open. They stink. The play calling sucks. I don't know. They don't have an answer.
It's such an issue. And let me just read off the schedule real quick for this. So – they play the Falcons this week.
I don't think they win.
Home against Philly.
Philly's not that good either. I'm going to take Philly to win, but...
Philly's on fire, though, right?
I know.
Okay, home against Houston on Monday night with Nico Collins back.
No, not in prime time, no.
At Washington.
No, not this year.
I love how this is just their guaranteed win. Just go ahead and kill me.
Oh, the Giants?
Yeah, Thanksgiving against the Giants. I
want to say it's going to be close. They're going to get blown out. They're going to get steamrolled. They might have the worst defense in the league. I don't even know if Daniel Jones has 150 passing yards. I don't know what it is. Yeah. They crumble to the Cowboys.
We just do. Because this is an organization full of losers.
It's the stadium. Yeah. It's MetLife.
I don't know. Home against Cincinnati on Monday night.
You know what? I am sort of buying into this Joe Burrow Cincinnati wave that they're going to make the playoffs because they seem all in right now. So I'm going to take Cincinnati to win.
All right. At Carolina, that's a win.
Yeah.
We'll give them that.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Home against the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football, but everyone's probably going to be fully healthy except for Chris Godwin, obviously. So, like, Mike Evans will be back.
Yeah.
Baker will be 100% healthy.
No. The Bucs, even if it's like their first week back.
Yeah. At Philly, home against Washington.
No, they lose. Yeah, they really, I don't, nah. They have a tough schedule.
I see them winning two games. I really do. There's like a realistic shot that they end the season winning five games.
Yeah, and I think we might look at the standings at the end of the season and look, wow, the Giants, if they beat the Cowboys, you know, just one of those games, Cowboys might finish last.
Yeah, if you really think about it, which could absolutely screw us. Yeah. And then we'll look back at it like the Cowboys have this fucking generational talent and then we're stuck with an offensive lineman that can't block. But anyway.
What's new? Recipe for success in New York.
What's new? Let's go around the league. Definitely the big news of today, at least, Anthony Richardson benched.
He's just tired.
Joe Flacco.
He's tired.
That's one of the most – and I didn't play football. Tim, me and you did not play football growing up.
It's a media thing. You can't
I don't think
just
it's a media.
No.
I've never seen a quarterback say like, I'm tired. Like,
I've never seen that either. But I'm gonna go with Michael Parsons says too. You just lie your ass off. I have a cramp. Something's tweaked. No, you don't say. Yeah. I'm just tired. What the hell's wrong with you? And I don't blame the Colts at all for benching him because
I don't blame him either.
He's not good. Flacco throws a better ball.
I mean, no pun intended, but yeah. Like
Flacco, something about Flacco.
It's just
something about Flacco.
He's got the worst completion percentage in the league.
It's hard to do with Daniel Jones competing with him.
Dare I say, is he just like a bottom five quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's a top.
And I
he's a top five athlete
stock.
At quarterback.
I was buying stock this year.
Yeah.
A part of me thinks that why he's so bad is because he didn't have a full rookie season. He was out for the year.
It's because he gets hurt so much.
Yeah. I mean, good job on the Colts by signing Flacco. Because right now, like, we saw what he did last year with Cleveland.
I know. And he's still a good quarterback. I mean, he sucked for the Jets. I don't know. I guess the Jets just – I don't even know the answer for that. But
yeah. There is no answer for that.
That thing I sent you? That nice little – something about Flacco.
No, something about Flacco. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. It's, I can't even fathom. Like, what is, what are you trying, like, you're just trying to lose your job there.
Yeah, I don't know, like, he was put into the position, but I don't think he really ever had the job.
But then, but here's the thing, this is where it's kind of getting bad, because Steichen's not being clear of what, like, if this is just a weak thing, or is, he straight up was just like, Joe gives us our best chance to win. That's number one.
That's
number
good head coach right there.
It's bad that Michael Pittman, who's the star wide receiver,
prefers Flacco.
Has to find out through the media.
Oh,
that Anthony Richardson's getting benched.
Yeah, so I will use a star loosely, as he has not had too much production this year.
That's true. But he's their wide receiver one, I know, so we'll call him that.
I think he gets more production with Flacco. Flacco spreads the ball out more.
We saw it with Amari Cooper last year.
It's just things work, things click, and I'm a Pittman fantasy owner. I'm all aboard on this. Change it up, switch it up.
I wanted Anthony Richardson on my fantasy team this year, and I did not get him in any of my leagues. And I'm
good miss,
God, good miss, great miss by me.
I remember when Pete Murray drafted Zach Wilson as a rookie year.
Oh,
and he was like, "That's my quarterback." I'm like, I don't know.
This is where I like draw the line with you Jet fans, because like
Darnold,
I love how
Darnold should have saved the franchise. It still should be Sam Darnold here. It never should have been anyone else, and you know that, and I know that. We all know that.
I love how like the difference between Giant and Jet fans. Like, you guys draft a rookie quarterback, and you're like from like a non-dominant football school within the past 20 years. Jeff fans were like, I'm drafting him in fantasy. And like, I would never have thought to start Daniel Jones on any of my fantasy teams.
I started him this year.
That was, again, one of the stupidest decisions I think I've ever seen.
But low-key, my team's so nice in that league. I'm going to win now. Like, if you actually look at the stats.
I think I'm playing you this week.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, look at my points four. Like, I have the third most with you. And my team's loaded now.
I have 866 points. Oh my God.
I'm getting shafted.
Yeah, I'm just happy I made the playoffs. Started out 0-2, and you were chirping me in the group chat. You were like, yo, Stan's 0-2.
And I'm 3-5.
And then I whipped out 5 straight like it was nothing.
You liked that callback, though. I called out Scans week 2. And come
back. Yeah, that
is true. I called him a fraud.
You did call your shot.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, what's his name? I'm hoping DK's able to play. In my family league, where that's like my main one, where
yeah,
like, we're all chirping each other in that. I had the first pick, I had CMC. And then I also have Nico Collins.
They're both due
back week 10. I'm in sixth place, 6 teams make the playoffs.
So I had sort of the same issue you had. I had CMC, but my running back room, I'm in an 8-man league in my house, whatever. So I traded CMC. People thought I was nuts. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. So I traded CMC, and I got Garrett Wilson and Brian Thomas.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, there was someone else in the deal, but I got ETN also with it. But I thought, come on. Thomas, Garrett Wilson.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not so bad. Trying to figure something out. Do you want to do some basketball real quick, and then we'll do what I saw?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Let's just say that.
Cavs play the Knicks.
Cavs play the Knicks. You know, it's a strange thing with the Knicks right now, because it seems like Tom Thibodeau doesn't really know what to do with Karl Anthony Towns.
They need to click. They just need to click.
They just need to click. That's kind of where I'm at, because you got to keep in mind, this trade was made 2 days before training camp started.
Yeah, they haven't had any time to mesh. And it's clear when you watch them play. Brunson said it too. He said it in a post-game interview. Just got to spread the ball more. I mean, against the Cavs, he took 8 shots.
And also,
Karl Anthony Towns took 8 shots.
I also kind of don't like how Karl Anthony Towns scored 60 points twice last year, and Tibbs is using him as like a Mitchell Robinson type. Like, spread the floor.
He should be your second option.
This is why you traded for him, to open up the floor for Brunson. Like,
yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. You know what? I mean,
send him up down low. Like, what are you doing? He's one of the best 3-point shooting centers in the league, Tom.
Yeah.
And again, and you know how to use him too. It's not like he's like.
Oh, I know.
It's not like this is like their first time as like a player and a coach. No, like this.
You've been there. You've coached.
Been there. You've coached him. Like, this is...
I will say, the defense in the Cavs next game was excellent. I do like watching that style of basketball. Those two teams are going to...
I was enjoying watching.
If that is a playoff series, those two teams... Because I told you going into the year, and I know you're going to wait, oh, when Mitchell Robinson comes back. Mobley's different.
I'll say that... Time out. I wanted to... We were going to do an NBA preview, and then we didn't because of other shit. But... I literally wrote down in my notes, like, the Cleveland, like, Cavs are going to win that division. Because I hate, I do not like the way the Bucks are constructed.
Neither do I.
Pacers benefited from multiple injuries from the Knicks and didn't really get anybody else. I feel like that's just, like, the same team. So, and then the Bulls suck. And then who else is in that division? Or is that it?
I know I'm missing someone.
Division. Oh no! Oh, Detroit. Like, they, and they're yeah, fucking.
I forget.
Yeah, they're not even worth a conversation. So, I see them winning this division.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I could definitely see them as like a top three seed in the East. They're a good team, and they're well coached too. Kenny Atkinson is a very good coach.
Hell of a coach. I seriously, I was high on the Sixers in the offseason. They're so soft.
You were high on the Sixers in the offseason?
Because of when they got... I love Paul George.
Everyone saw this coming.
I was delusional.
It was a matter of when Paul George was going to get hurt. It was a matter of when Joel Embiid gets hurt.
No one could predict this stupid media. Let me go and I'm not playing any fucking back-to-backs. No one could have predicted that. Okay.
That's insane.
I will say this. I think the top three teams in the Eastern Conference have completely... they have shown out. Those are the three teams I think separated themselves clearly. I think the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Celtics, you're looking at the three beasts in the East. That's your top three this year.
Yeah, you are.
Not in that order, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. I just can't believe it. He's just not going to play. It's insane.
I don't know. And they're getting fined now. They got fined $100K. Did they even get anything? It's chump change. For the ownership.
It's chump change. Exactly.
I'm going to spotlight them, though. I do want to talk a little more Cleveland because they are 4-0 and there's three teams in the NBA left that are undefeated. You call it a cakewalk, but they beat the Knicks. So that's something. Yeah.
Thunder, undefeated. Cavs, undefeated. Celtics, undefeated. A team that I do want to talk about, I do want to go out west. What's up with the Denver Nuggets, man? Because I called it.
Worst bench in the league last year. Even worse this year.
I sent it to you. I sent my notes for our NBA free agency preview. I literally said, if I can find it, here it is. Under the KCP contract, makes the Nuggets drastically worse with the depth at shooting guard being very scary.
Mm-hmm. I had a conversation about this with my roommate the other day. They don't have bench depth anymore. It got thinner. It was bad last year. It's bad this year.
Yeah, and it was like Christian Brown needs to step up in a big-time role. He is not capable of that yet.
No.
Granted, it worked three games in, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't scare me. I will say a team that you and I are, and we've been saying it for forever, Cavs got them tonight. They might win the West, dude.
I'm so big on the Lakers.
They might win the West.
It seems like...
They have new life. Darvin Ham last year, when he's drawing up a play and all five guys in the court just get up and leave.
Yeah, and then the clip of him being mic'd up, like, oh, yes, go hard at them dudes. Salute. Like, the fuck? The fact that he has a job, like, the fact that he's, like, back in Milwaukee and, like, still has a job is insane.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You see, JJ, like, it's the fact that everyone's picking him to win the West when they did not make a single free agency signing over the summer. This is literally the same team from last year. Add Bronny James, add Dalton Kennard. Like,
they got healthy.
The same team.
Bron said he's playing all 82. I honest to God, Stan, if they win the NBA Finals this year, and this is he's retiring. He's done. I swear to God, he's done.
And it seems like
he's gonna leave on the high horse. Oh my God, crown the king.
And I hate to sound like an ESPN talking head, but it seems like he seems a lot more happier right
his
now.
His son's playing with him, and he's got his head coach. His boy's head coach.
That's why.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Stan. I'm going to ask you this question once, and I'm going to ask it right now.
Okay.
would you be happy if the Lakers won the NBA Finals? Because I, honest to God, would be ecstatic. I would be
because
ecstatic.
I'm calling them to win the West in on October 30th. I would like to.
Forget that. Forget that this ever happened. Just internally. All right,
It'd be cool.
LeBron would win again. Yeah, it would be. Cool. It would be awesome. It would be awesome.
It'd be cool.
I don't think people. People still don't even understand what's going on right now. This man is in year 22 and he's 40 and he's jumping out the gym. This should be a standard.
It shouldn't be. He might go out like Strahan, like your last game is winning the NBA Finals.
Yeah. I'm going to give you and Joe Tool props because you both went from not really liking LeBron, very much disliking him, to just appreciating greatness in LA. Because once he went to the Lakers, a lot of the people hating on LeBron, after they won in 20, was just like, holy fuck, like this dude's like 37 years old and still hooping. And he's still doing it.
You're right.
He's 40. Playing with his kid, who actually I saw are both supposed to play tonight together in Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you say so.
So money on Bronny over threes in his birthday.
Any other NBA news? And then what I saw time.
Oh, we gotta give LaMelo Ball props. Holy, oh my god,
he's been balling.
Oh my god,
I'm telling you, Charles Lee is head coach.
Yeah, no, I mean he's really,
he's been incredible.
I loved hating on him, but he is so nonchalantly scoring 36 points. And you're right, I'm with you all aboard on this because now I'm diverting a little bit. Scoring title, I think Cam Thomas does win it. I really think he does.
That dude put up 26 last night, having one of the worst shooting performances I think I've seen all year.
He doesn't stop. He's Deion Waiters. He never 26. Stops.
He never stops. He's a better Deion Waiters. Because
no one's going to tell him to stop. They have no one to tell him to stop. They stink. They really do stink. They might be the worst team in the NBA. They really might be the worst team in the NBA.
Even though they dominated Milwaukee and went to overtime with Denver, this team sucks.
They stink. But is Claxton back?
Yeah, he's back. He didn't get suspended for that flagrant foul.
Okay. I didn't know he did.
All right. Moving on, what I saw. Tim, we are 5 days away from the tip-off of the college basketball season, and Duke had their charity exhibition against Arizona State. God, we're so good. We're so fucking good. I can't even believe it. We're so good.
They're the best team in college basketball. They're the best team in college basketball. It's not even a question. I'm buying in on it. I'm buying in.
Oh yeah. I put down the future. I put down the future for them to win the entire thing. Number one,
Cooper,
I put the future
Cooper,
down on
Stan,
them.
Stan, is there what's the Heisman? The Heisman for college basketball?
The Wooden Award.
Give it to Cooper. Cooper Flagg might average like 30 this year. I don't like this. Is
I'll
they,
just say this.
They killed that Division III team. I know you brought that up last week. They murdered them.
I've never seen a team. I know the game didn't count. I know it's an exhibition.
Demoralizing.
I learned my lesson in 2019 when we kicked Kentucky's ass with the Zion RJ Cam Reddish team, and it all slowly went downhill from there.
Cam Reddish was good.
If Cam Reddish was healthy, we would have fucking.
No, I mean like right now. Thing. I wanted him to be the best out of all. I wanted him to be the best out of all of them.
We had 103 points and Cooper Flagg only scored 9. 9.
It's going to be a scary year.
50% from 3. Concanipple is the truth.
All right, this might be stupid to say, and it's early.
It's early, very early.
Tell me right now though. Are we looking at maybe a Rutgers Duke like these two guys could go at it?
Rutgers is going to be a media darling this year, unfortunately. I think they'll be an exciting team. The Big Ten, I'll say this, Tim. Oregon's got a real shot of being a top three team in the Big Ten.
I haven't really watched too much Oregon basketball since Peyton Pritchard left, but maybe I'll tap back.
Oregon, Oregon could be a top five team in the Big Ten. They're definitely going to be a tournament team, I think, barring something dramatic. But
know.
It's Oregon. But I really like...
Oregon State.
They're with the WCC now, I think. With Gonzaga. Oregon State. I think they're with Gonzaga in them, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't even know what league that is.
That's the West Coast. That's Gonzaga's conference. This is Gonzaga. Also, this is Gonzaga's last year in the West Coast Conference because they're moving to the new Pac-12.
Oh, wait, who's in the new Pac-12? It's like the Pac-10, right? There's like 10 teams in it now?
Let's see. New Pac-12. It's basically, like, I just don't understand why Washington State and Oregon State could have just moved to the Mountain West. But anyway, as of right now...
They gotta keep Pac-12 Earth and Dark alive.
That's true, but yeah.
Gonzaga football? Question mark?
There's no Gonzaga football.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, question mark?
So, Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State, Gonzaga, along with Oregon State, Washington State. So it's an 18 league. Basically, all of these teams are in for all sports except for Gonzaga because they don't have a football program. So that's kind of what it is.
It's like the middest conference ever.
It's
like the biggest mid-off in the planet.
After Dark. That's like my only saving grace here. But I mean,
yeah.
But dude, we're so fucking good.
Yeah. Like, well,
from this year's team to last year's team, I think that it's more, we have much more, we were relying
deeper
on sophomores.
And you have more experience.
Number one, we were relying on sophomores as our experience. Like,
Filipowski. Now you got juniors. Now you got seniors.
We have seniors. We have grad transfers. Sion James, Mason Gillis, Malik Brown, the transfer from Syracuse.
They're a deep team.
Not only that, they have outstanding freshmen as well. Freshman class is going to be insane.
I do want to transition now to what I saw, Stan, was dominance on the football field, and Dylan Gabriel is now the Heisman favorite. The Heisman favorite. Back to where he belongs. This team, no one's taking him down. No one's touching him.
I saw their schedule the rest of the way.
They've been the best offense in the country since Dan Lanning took over. I just want to let that in just the last two seasons. They've been the best offense in the country.
That offense didn't really look too good those first. It was scary those first 2 weeks of the year, I will say.
We ain't there anymore.
I know you're not there anymore. So Oregon goes to the Big House to take on Michigan. Then they take on Maryland at home, at Wisconsin, and then home against Washington.
They're gonna kill Michigan.
I'm shocked that they're only favored by two possessions.
It's just because it's at Michigan, but they're gonna kill them.
We got to talk about the other thing. I mean, my team. Come on now.
All right. Hey,
come on now.
Are we really looking at me?
We might have a time in Indy.
God knows it's not Florida State you're talking about.
Yeah, we all know that. This is your time, James. This is your time. This is your time. I still think that they make the playoff even with one loss.
Yeah.
You possibly get a bye. You have a chance to get a bye.
Yeah. I don't think they get that like favoritism that like an Alabama or a Georgia would probably get in that situation.
The top four seeds in the playoff are SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12 champions.
No, yeah, you're right. It's switched. Yeah.
They win that. Yeah, they win. I love, and this is what I'm talking about, because they've had, ESPN has had two college football playoff ranking shows, basically like basing the AP poll to the college football rankings, which become official on Tuesday, election day. So we have two of the most heated debates that have that divide this country.
There will be
the election and college football playoff ranking.
There will be no debate. Oregon is staying at number one. I just want to ask you, because I know obviously favoritism wise, but is Georgia still the guy?
My thing with Georgia, and I think I said this our episode before they played Texas, but this is where I stood with that game. My thing was whoever won, like if Texas won that game, Texas was going to be the team to beat. If Georgia won that game, then it's such a wide open field. And to be honest, I don't – and no offense to you, Tim, because of Oregon, and they're number one and deservedly so.
You make me want to shout.
I do not see, like, a dominant team.
No.
Like, I do not see a team where I look at them and I point at them and I say, they will be raising the trophy on January 20th.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see
Ohio State should be better than they are. But they're not.
They should be better than they are, and it's coaching. And that's like the one.
Dan Lanning is such a fucking beast because that man went to Bama. I thank God he stayed. Dude, I ain't leaving.
You were ready for suicide. When I texted you, I was like, he's in Tuscaloosa. It's over.
Video is so elite though of him just going to the team. Like, I ain't leaving. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Let's look at the new AP poll.
Colorado.
Notre Dame. Colorado in there, but I don't see anything really with that. Notre Dame back in the top 10.
You know what? Well, we do have to eat our words a little bit. I know we were shitting on Colorado for a good...
Yeah.
We said they weren't going to win another fucking game.
Say this. Kurt Cignetti is a fucking winner at Indiana.
He is a winner. He did
is
it at JMU?
A situation where... Yeah, that was a guy at JMU, yes. Like, this guy's a fucking winner.
He's a baller.
Wherever he goes, he wins.
They want to change you.
The guy compared himself to Saban.
He might be.
And is
he
undefeated with Indiana football. Do you know how much balls you have to compare yourself to the greatest fucking college football coach of all time? My only worry with this is, does he get, like, does a team that needs something, like, let's say, I don't want to say it, but, like, let's say Ohio State doesn't make it, or doesn't go far in the playoff. And Ryan Day gets fired. Kurt Cignetti's knocking on that door.
He is the next guy to do it.
Would you blame him?
No, I think that's what he's doing. I don't think he gives a fuck about where he is. I think for him
Fuck. But like
he has that winner mentality that I just fuck. You know, we did it, but look at my record. I'm 7-0 here. I won there. That's what he came. I mean, he called it out in the interview. He's backing himself up. He will chomp at the bit for any team that goes after him. And I think there's going to be a couple teams.
Let's just say this. If Ohio State does not win the national championship, is there a likeliness? One, is there
well,
a
how
likelihood
does,
that Ryan...
How does a playoff set out? Because if it's like a heartbreaker and then you're all right.
But still, it depends on like the expectation at Ohio State is to win the national championship, especially with this team too.
Every year though.
Come on. But everyone's been talking about him. Like this has been... I have a future on them to win the national championship. Like
Ohio State, yeah, no.
Like everyone's been.
Talking about Oregon.
They won the. They got Downs. They got Judkins. They brought back Travion Henderson. Egbuka's back. Like all these guys are back, and not only that, like this is where we compare the differences of winning the transfer portal because Ole Miss, yeah, they won the transfer portal, but like they have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Ohio State filled their needs. They got. Players, they got studs in positions that they needed. But if Ryan Day doesn't win it with this team, then come on. Like,
yeah, I agree with you. I think actually it's probably a perfect fit.
I'm just gonna say it. Like, if Ohio State fires Ryan Day, your first call is Kurt Cignetti. Like that's got to be your first call.
I'm not.
And then is there a shot we see two group of five teams because he. And again, I don't really understand how this playoff is going to work. So if there's a real shot that we get two group of five teams with how dominant Boise State has been, because their one loss is to the number one team in the country right now.
Oh, yeah. So, and a heartbreaker on a punt return.
A game-winning field goal, might I add.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, I think, and you know what? I will say, if they do really get in, Jenty wins Heisman. I don't think that's even.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that
there should be no question.
I think he should win the Heisman. Like this is
probably
the fact that it's even a conversation.
Probably.
This man is like minus 1,200 every week to score a touchdown. Like that's absurd.
Have you seen Dylan Gabriel's completion percentage? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Stop. Stop it. And you can make the argument for Travis Hunter, and it's like, okay.
Cam Ward, they're still undefeated.
Cam Ward, I'll say this. Miami is...
Are they good? Are they real good? Are they real good?
I think they're real good, number one. Number two, the ACC is going to be very competitive. Because you have Miami, you have Clemson, and then you kind of have a game this week where it's kind of like whoever wins that game, you're probably finishing third. That's between Pitt and SMU.
I got Pitt. I think Pitt's taking that.
SMU's home and they're favored by like.
Give me
nine.
Pitt. Give me Pitt. Give me some magic. Give me some Pitt magic. Give me some Pitt magic.
I don't know. All right. And then in the Big 12, In the Big 12, I'm just going to say, I don't buy the Iowa State hype. And I don't know if it's because of how the media is really talking about them, because of teams like because of BYU also being 8-0.
Zach Wilson's brother.
Zach Wilson's brother is at Utah, not BYU.
I'm just thinking about it's Mormon quarterbacks. You're thinking about it?
They lost to Houston.
That's the Zach Wilson Rising.
Cam Rising. Oh, my God. What are you doing? It's time to get a job. Open to work. Hashtag open to work.
Get the LinkedIn fired up.
Yeah, get the LinkedIn. Yeah. I don't know if it's because of the Boise State hype going on right now. I don't know if it's because BYU is also undefeated in the Big 12. I just don't buy it with Iowa State right now. You lose a close one to UCF. UCF sucks. Then you go at Texas Tech. Texas Tech, Lubbock's a tough place to play. I know that, and they are angry losing a tight game to TCU.
They're not winning. I don't think they're winning that game. I want to ask you a question. The line is. Stan. You're gonna hate me for asking this question.
I apologize. Maybe Iowa State is that good. They're favored by 13.5. All right.
Let me ask you this question because it's Army that's still ranked now, is it?
Yes, it is. Army's still ranked.
Are we going to see some grounded pound, possibly grounded pound their way to this new college football layout? Because there was three teams last prior week. There was Air Force was still there. Who was there? It was three grounded pound teams.
Navy, Army,
Air Force. It was the three.
Air Force.
Oh, the three were. I didn't know if there was a different one.
Maybe Air Force, but it could have been.
That's what I didn't know if it was Air Force or someone else.
Let me check week 8. Army and Navy were there. I don't think any. Well, Michigan was sandwiched in between Army and Navy, but I don't.
Who was 25 that week?
Who was 25 that week? Navy.
Okay, and then Army's 23. Was there one ahead? I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Are we gonna?
But they're not ground and pound.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Different. But are we gonna see some Army hard nose? Fight their way in. That would be electric, Stan. That would be something crazy.
It depends on how they play against Notre Dame, and that's going to be. It's going to be a.
If
Notre Dame does what they did to Navy against Army, they're not making the playoff.
What if Army wins?
If Army wins, then Marcus Freeman doesn't deserve a job. That's where I'm at with that. But that game's at Yankee Stadium. Pop out to that. Who knows? When is it?
I don't know. That seems like that's got Army's favor in it. I don't know, Stan.
Not on. Yeah. Who knows? I don't see it.
I miss the old real hard nose. We're throwing three times a game, and they're all RPOs or quick bubble screens.
Knows. Good college football talk.
Yeah.
What I saw turned into a nice
What we saw? We saw college football this week.
We saw sports. That's what we did. We saw sports.
Did I see anything funny happen?
I can't wait. Oh. At you. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Glad we chiseled that one. That was the worst one yet. That's better than Ronaldo. I mean, worse than Ronaldo.
And then the fact that the designers did a post-game press conference, they were just
They didn't even get the right jersey for the pose. He was wearing the LE.
You saw Zaire look at Dwayne, and they gave each other a look, and they were like...
He said it, too. He goes, it doesn't have to look like me. And I was just okay. That's...
I can't even believe that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was not good.
How do you fuck that up? It's the greatest player to ever play for your franchise. No offense to LeBron, but come on. Let's be real. That guy is Miami Heat basketball.
Alonzo Mourning, first guy that comes to mind.
I can't even believe this. Before we go, this is going to sound really bad. But anyway, Tim, I just stumbled upon the stat. Teams that have scored 11 runs in Game 4 of the World Series. The 2014 Giants, what did they do?
They win. They won in 14.
Win the World Series. The 2023 Texas Rangers.
They won.
Also scored 11 runs in Game 4 of the World Series. And then ended up winning the World Series.
I would love to give
you
hope.
The Yankees scored 11 runs last night.
Stan, I would love to give you hope, but in that sort of field of realm, every team that had beaten the Milwaukee Brewers in the playoffs prior to this year won the World Series. So I don't know if things are scripted the way they should be, because the Mets shouldn't then be there. The Mets should be there then.
As long as there's delusion, there's hope.
And fandom.
And fandom. Exactly. Like, I'm going to go, do I have a bunch of homework to do?
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to go I'm about to go watch the Cavs right now.
Did I do it? No.
Oh, I did a ton today. I gotta make a PowerPoint after this. I know.
I have like two things that are due.
But I don't have to.
The action packed day is tomorrow, but I'll leave that alone. And plus, I don't even like have to do the one. I could just say I get a free pass. So yeah. kids in high school listening to this.
College isn't that hard.
A senior at Pearl River High School listening to this, whoever you are, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it.
Well, maybe as Stan, if it is that bad, at about 11:30 p.m.
Oh, it will be that bad.
It might be that bad. Okay, let me change that. It might not be. It's not that bad until your team loses. Then it's that bad. Yeah. Then it's that bad.
Like, I remember last year, I had to write, I was on like page 8 of a 10-page paper. This was like the week after I visited you at Cortland.
Yeah.
And I'm like doing this paper, and the Knicks are about to lose to the Sixers. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is it. I'm like, so bad. Like, what the fuck? And then Dante DiVincenzo hit the game winner, and I was typing away.
I will say, New York was. And as crazy as this is going to sound, the Mets made the NLCS, Yankees in the World Series. I haven't seen more pandemonium than when the Knicks are in the playoffs, though. The city it stops.
This is a great year in New York outside of football, if you really think about it.
You know, and that's the crazy thing, is because the football is just outweighing everything right now for some reason. I mean, not outweighing everything, but it is leaving such a bad mark, because the Jets really suck. And the Giants are worse, so it's like Sunday is just Sunday.
It was a great to be in New York outside of football. Come on, Rangers and Islanders make the playoffs.
Yeah,
Rangers
and Yankees have a great year.
Yeah, Mets and Yankees. The Yankees are in the World Series. What else? Knicks.
Mets made it to the NLCS. Yeah, Mets sucked. Liberty. We always forget them.
Liberty won. We got to start focusing on the Liberty. We got to start focusing on the Liberty.
What I saw. All right, this is the last thing we got to say before we wrap this up.
Last one. We're running late.
I saw Pat Mahomes interested in bringing a new WNBA team to Kansas City. Him and his wife.
They're looking to expand a lot. Like, they already have an expansion team set in Golden State.
People are finally
getting more profit.
The Caitlin Clark effect. Let's stop it.
I wonder why. Like, come on.
A good basketball player.
Indiana fired
their head coach, who was her college coach, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No.
Oh, never mind.
No.
I don't understand this. This turnover of WNBA coaches is kind of wild. I feel like every year they're just like, yeah, out the door.
Well, the one that was like shocking was Chicago firing their coach when they were literally a win away from making the playoffs when Angel Reese was out for the year. That was shocking.
Yeah.
It seemed like they wanted to play for her, and plus with Angel Reese being like, I went to Chicago because of you. And it's like, you got drafted there, but I respect the spirit. But like, I don't know. It should be an interesting year in the
WNBA. You know what? WNBA drama is kind of crazy, because I will say there's a lot of hatefulness and spitefulness and pity and
ex-relationships too. Like,
no one's happy. Oh, ex-relationships. Shout out Brandon Ingram. Shout out. Did you see that? First guy. Shout out, Brandon. You won. You win.
That's a Duke Blue Devil for life, baby.
Oh, my gosh. So, I don't even. Should we?
My man.
Same baby mama.
For those who don't know, Brandon Ingram and Anfernee Simons on the Portland Trailblazers had the same baby mama. And Brandon Ingram had a game winner over Anfernee Simons.
The first time ever in NBA history, mind you, that two people with the same baby mama. That's such an ESPN stat, though. That's so funny.
It's an awesome ESPN stat. Now, officially, last one, they did a stat-by-stat comparison to LeBron and Ryan Dunn. And I was like, what? let me...
All right. Now we're really going to, I got something else to say to you for what I saw again.
Oh boy.
I watched on YouTube. There is a special about Tiger Woods' last day or last going, maybe two days at the Masters.
When he won?
Yeah. 19. Oh, okay. My God, Stan. I was watching, I had chills yesterday watching it. Are you kidding me?
I would have cried.
Oh my gosh. That was unbelievable. And I, who, it's, what's his face? Who calls it, oh my gosh, who calls golf all the time? What's his dad? It's going to piss me off.
Nance. Jim Nance.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jim Nance. I don't know why I couldn't think. I'm like thinking of Phil Sims. I'm like in my head, I can't get the other one out. He's narrating like the whole thing. He's going through it. It's fantastic. Very much recommend.
The Masters.
I want to go badly.
I was listening back to an old episode, and it was like when it's like daylight savings, and it's like it's getting like dark at like 7 o'clock. It means two things: March Madness, number one.
The Masters.
Like,
that is the best. Oh my gosh! And that's crazy because like that weekend, just everything else stops. Like I don't really watch anything else. I'm just golf.
Nope.
Yeah.
Actually, well, there was baseball. At night, during the Masters. At night, though. But still, they were like three games in.
But I'm all in.
They're fucking 6-0 to start the year.
0-5. Let's go Mets.
Yeah. I still can't believe that same season. Like, that felt... And then now, I forgot about this, Taylor Trammell, no matter who wins, is getting a ring. Because he played like two games for the Yankees in an early series in Milwaukee back in April, and then got DFA'd, and then he got picked up by the Dodgers.
I didn't even think. I don't know how that works for baseball because it's like there's 162 games, so there's no like limit. All right, that's crazy. Good for him.
In basketball, it's just like if you play for two teams, they're both in the finals. No matter who wins, you're getting a ring. I think it's the same way in
the same thing in
baseball. You contributed.
Oh, good for him.
You contributed.
Good for him.
That's how they
imagine
see
he didn't
it.
Make the
that's
postseason roster. That'd be crazy.
Oh my God. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. I got to stop saying X because we don't post on there anymore. So be sure to follow us on Instagram because that app is just dead. I'm sorry. Yeah, it just is.
But it's fun to tweet at people. I will say that.
It's fun to tweet. Like, it's fun being on Twitter as myself.
The amount of people that know nothing about sports on Twitter is astounding to me.
It's slowly becoming Facebook. Like, it's slowly becoming Facebook, where it's like, okay.
We're getting old,
also,
man.
Also, speaking of Elon, you see him at that fucking Trump rally? He's like, oh.
Dude.
Golf MAGA. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
We don't even need to get into that. He was in I saw a report. He's been in talks with Putin since 22. I mean, we're not going to go down that road. What the hell's going on? What the hell's going on right now?
We should have special and just have us talk about politics for like no reason.
It's going to turn into Shabazz Napier. Name some crazy like Brooklyn Nets backup point guard for like forever. From forever ago. 2018-19.
It turns into my college basketball preview.
Yeah, it's slowly but surely. It's like Nancy Pelosi wouldn't agree with that, but the Duke's offense this year looks oof. Oh my!
No, remember when? Oh my God, we got to do this outro, but real quick, this is officially last one. When Eric Adams got indicted, and
oh my God, I almost did a project on that. I literally almost did a project on that.
His staff, like a staff member of his, was like being interviewed, and they were like, "Oh, like." Charges being brought against you and the mayor. He's like, I think the Knicks are gonna have a good year this year. he was just like, you know, bro. And this was like when we had DiVincenzo. He's like, Nova Knicks back. Like, here we go.
It was, dude. I literally almost did a project on that. They were like, do we can't go on this tangent, but I was just saying, like, do a project on like a person of influence and how they act in the media after like something goes wrong.
Eric Adams.
Something went real wrong. Way to misappropriate $10 million of funds.
I'm excited. That's going to be him at the parade for the World Series. I'm excited, not indicted. All right.
Yeah.
Officially. That's to follow us on here we go. New outro. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Like us on Facebook. Yes, yes. We're on Facebook. We are on. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, like our videos on YouTube, leave a comment on our videos. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars?
5 stars only. And we will see you guys when there is an eventual World Series champion.
World Series champion.
It better not be tonight. All right. Peace out, guys.